Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at recurrences of low back pain after chiropractic treatment, and finally, a story about differences in the lumbar spine and lower extremity in people with and without low back pain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 606, recorded September 15th, 2017. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a study published in the Journal of Manipulative Physiological Therapeutics, JMPT, was to investigate recurrence rate and prognostic factors in a large population of patients with low back pain up to 1 year after chiropractic care using standardized definitions. In Switzerland, 722 patients with low back pain completed the numeric rating scale for pain and the Oswestry Disability Index before treatment and 1, 3, 6, and 12 months later. Based on the NRS, the numeric rating scale, values, patients were categorized as fast recovery, slow recovery, recurrent, chronic, and others categories. In multivariable logistic regression models, age, sex, work status, duration of complaint, previous episodes, baseline NRS and baseline ODI, the Oswestry Index, were investigated as predictors. The study concluded that recurrence rate was low in this low back pain patient population. The duration of complaint before treatment was the main predictor for recurrence. The fact that even subacute duration significantly increased the odds for an unfavorable course of low back pain is of clinical relevance. Surf to our show notes for links. When functional movements are impaired in people with low back pain, they may be a contributing factor to chronicity and recurrence. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal Clinical Biomechanics was to examine lumbar spine, pelvis, and lower extremity kinematics during a step-down functional task between people with and without a history of low back pain. Subjects with low back pain displayed less lumbar spine movement than controls across all three planes of movement. This group difference was most pronounced in the sagittal plane. For the lower extremity, subjects with low back pain displayed more frontal and axial plane knee movement than controls. There were no significant differences in kinematics among movement-based low back pain subgroups. The study concluded that people with low back pain displayed less lumbar region movement in the sagittal plane and more off-plane knee movements than the control group during a step-down task. Clinicians can use this information when assessing lumbar spine and lower extremity movement during functional tasks with the goal of developing movement-based interventions. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.